On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, men's basketball struggles to find a groove, women's basketball has a big showdown this weekend, and we are 1 month away from baseball. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 124 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And cheers to the freaking weekend Gamecocks. Y'all made it. For those of y'all who are doing dry January, I guess there is no cheers to the weekend. You can just sit down and have a Diet Coke or something, perhaps. I guess you can cheers with that. Why not? But for those of y'all, those of us who are not participating in dry January, cheers for us. Double cheers for us. It is a weekend that should be jam-packed with sports. You got Carolina basketball both days. You got playoffs. You got college basketball. A lot going on right now. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of stimulation. So cheers to the weekend. I hope y'all have a fun one here. So got a episode for you here, reviewing scores and things like that. Normally like to kick the weekend episode off with a week in review, but you know, there's really no major news or scores to report from outside of the major sports this week. This weekend, there's a few that are underway. I think you got tennis underway, swimming and diving underway. I think track is starting, is, you know, hitting the starting line. I'm trying to think of a good pun there. Just failed. So I'll share updates on that. But a fun update is that we are 1 month away from baseball, actually less than a month away, which is crazy to say. I mean, sitting here in the middle of January, thinking of baseball, which is always associated with just heat, hot weather, beautiful spring days. It feels like a distant possibility that that can happen now. But hey, 1 month away. Love it. And we take such great pride in our baseball team at USC. I'm excited to see those guys hit the diamond. And then before I jump into scores and things like that, a quick note. Putting the bat signal out there, I am open and looking for partners, for sponsors of the podcast. If you want to sponsor an episode or several episodes, if you want to sponsor a segment, just the men's basketball scores, the women's basketball scores, whatever it may be, I'm open to working with businesses and folks who are like-minded, looking for growth, and, you know, who obviously want to cheer on the Gamecocks. So if you have any interest, please shoot me a DM. Would love to chat. But without further ado, let's jump into the scores and everything like that, the crux of this episode, that is men's basketball. I mean, that's really all there is to say. It's all there is to say. The men played Tuesday night, and they lost to Ole Miss 70-58, and it was just a weird game. It really was just a weird game. It was an off night. I don't really know what else to say. You know, I mean, Ole Miss, coming into this game, had not won a game in conference all year. Now, I talked about that going into this game, that once you peeled back that first layer, you realize that they played some of the best teams in the SEC. So you couldn't take that too seriously, not winning a game there. But even so, you know what I mean? And all year, what the announcers were saying was that they just could not get their offense going, that they were sluggish, they weren't playing their type of style of game and things like that. And then, of course, that happens against Carolina. That's just what happens naturally, right? And things just didn't line up for us. And I've said it once, and I'll say it again, that for this team this year, the men's team, everything has to break right for this team to win. And what I mean by that is you need to have great games from your big three in Hayden Brown, G.G. Jackson, Michi Johnson, right? You need them over double figures. And then you also need a contribution of around that from a fourth person, which this year has proven to be Chico Carter, Jacoby Wright, or even Zachary Davis, who, granted, Davis only did that once or twice. And I mean like 8 to 12 points, something in that range. So you need your best players to play well, shocker, but then you also need a contribution, a sizable contribution from somewhere else. Alternatively, you can have Michi Johnson have the type of game he had against Kentucky where he goes off for 20-something points, right? Of course, that'll help you win. But then also, let's be honest, you kind of need the other team to have a bad stretch or to start one of the halves cold or get a couple rebounds that go your way, a couple calls that go your way. The things just have to align right for this team to win. And that's okay. I mean, this year, it's just simply a full-on rebuild year. And I don't want to say you got to give Lamont Paris a pass, but you might have to give him a little bit of a pass for this year with just a roster that was gutted. You know, it's not like he inherited the team that won, what was it, 19 games last year, and now we're seeing this. There's like two guys who were on that team that are currently on the roster, something like that. So for this team this year, without that depth and without that cohesion of playing with each other, you just need things to break your way. And next year, he'll have a couple of holdovers, and these are the guys who will be leading the charge, creating that culture. They'll know the system. Also, you know, Lamont will be able to fully run his system. I don't think he's fully doing that yet. I think he's having to make changes, sometimes of which on the fly, based off of who can play that day, who's playing well that day, and who they're going up against. I mean, you talk about it all the time whenever you bring in a new coach, like, oh, he needs his guys and things like that. Basketball is a little different. You can get one or two guys to make that quick change, that quick difference. But sometimes it does take some time. I mean, look at A&M. They brought in a new coach a couple years ago. Things were going okay. But then they got on a hot run towards the end of last year. They figured it out. They figured out how to play with each other. He learned what their team's identity is. And now look at them. They're having a great year. And then on top of it, too, I have to believe recruiting is just going to pick up a little bit as well. Seems like he's doing a good job of getting visitors on campus and things like that. So for this year, it's just, you really got to hope things break our way. It just is what it is. I mean, it's certainly not like the complete depths. I mean, my freshman year at South Carolina, the football team won more games than the basketball team. They probably could have won more basketball games too, actually. But so you had the football team win 11 games and the basketball team won 10. I don't think we're quite there yet. You know, there's a lot of ball left in this year, and this team has shown they can be competitive. You know, you beat Kentucky, which is fantastic. You were right there in your SEC opener against Vanderbilt. And frankly, this game, you know, should have been more competitive. I mean, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But it feels like it shouldn't be that bad, right? There's a couple more wins out there. End up with 11, 12, I don't know. I really don't know what the number ends up being. But as far as this year is concerned, you know, watching the games, you know, for me, it's rooting for the team, rooting for these guys who were trying to build something, rooting for our school, just because it's a tough year, just because it's not what we're used to, I guess, doesn't mean we're going to root any differently, right? And it's just finding things to get excited about in each game. Like against Ole Miss, GG had a ridiculous dunk. And that was exciting to watch. And it's also watching him. A talent like him does not come around all that often. Some schools, that's the case. And maybe Lamont gets this thing rolling where we have five stars regularly on the floor. But a talent like him, which, you know, a first-round NBA pick, one of the top leading scorers of freshmen, and he's even up there in the SEC, that doesn't happen all the time. So you watch him, and then you also watch for things to get excited about for next year, those little nuggets to be excited about. A guy like Zachary Davis, young guy, see a lot of upside in him. So we're in it together. We have to get through it together. And we'll see where this basketball season turns out and ultimately hope for the best, right? But I got to believe that this thing will turn around as far as year two and three are concerned. So we're just going to take it game by game until then and try to enjoy it as much as we can. Now, some player highlights from the Ole Miss game. GG had 15 points and 7 rebounds, which when I looked at the box score, I was shocked because he was off all night. He had some mid-range shots that he had good looks that missed. He took a couple of threes, which we're used to seeing him hit some of those. I believe he had 2 in this game, but he had a couple decent looks. He was a couple of buckets from hitting a 20-piece. It's just crazy how good he is that even on an off night, he still gets 15 points. Chico Carter got 12 points, and Hayden Brown got 9. You'll notice I did not mention Michi Johnson. He had a very off night, and that's what I'm saying. You know, he's nowhere near 10 points. He had an off night. He's one of your leaders, and that's just what's going to happen for this team this year. Now, the next game for the men, Saturday afternoon, 3:30 p.m. at home against Auburn. Shane Beamer and the football team will be at Colonial Life. They're being celebrated, and the Palmetto Bowl trophy will be there. So, if you are able to go, I highly suggest going, because it should be a good time. At least the pregame ceremony will be fun. You got something going for you. Guaranteed action. Who knows how the game is going to go, but hey, take a picture with the Palmetto Bowl trophy. Palmetto Bowl trophy. It's funny. It's just the Carolina Clemson game. It's back to the game here. Auburn is currently ranked 16th in the country. They've had a real nice run over there the last couple of years, as y'all know. This year, they are 15-3 overall. Now, they are scoring 72 points per game, compared to Carolina's 63, and they are only allowing 62 points per game compared to Carolina's 72. So a little bit of opposite there, a little mismatch, which is not the kind of mixing and matching that you want to see. But nevertheless, they score a lot and don't give up a lot. They are led by junior guard Wendell Green Jr., and, you know, there's just no doubt about it. The Gamecocks face yet another tough challenge. It's funny, I was thinking about it because, you know, over the last couple of years now, we, as in SEC fans, have been saying, oh, the SEC is getting good at basketball. We're not just a football conference. Like, the whole conference is elevating and getting better at basketball. It runs through us now. Just means more. But now that we're in a rebuild, and now that we're far less competitive in a lot of these games, like, I'm really seeing it now. Like, there's some damn good teams in our conference, and they're having a hell of a year too, multiple teams. And of course, you know, we got to play them. So it's like, great. Happy for the SEC, I guess, but it stinks right now. Now, my crow to the game here, for any new listeners, I don't do keys to the game. Everyone has keys to the game. I have my crow to the game. My crow to the game here is just come out of the gates ready. Too many times we have seen this Carolina team start slow and get behind, and then all of a sudden, at the half, it's a major deficit. That can't happen if you want to have a fighter's chance against Auburn. You have to go out aggressive, execute well early. Those first three, four possessions, you need to execute well. Hang with Auburn, right? That will get the crowd's attention, and then hopefully you can keep it up and then have it close at the half, and then you never know where things could end up. Which brings me to the other side of basketball, the other end of the spectrum, women's basketball. As I am recording, they are playing Vanderbilt. I feel bad. It's just their schedule keeps lining up with when I record. I wish I could share the score of that game, but I'm sending good vibes. It tends to work out well when I manifest wins and good vibes as I record. But next game, however, they play Sunday at 3 p.m. at home against Arkansas. Arkansas, you probably saw, is coming off a thrilling buzzer-beater win. Like, very, very cool. Very well could be the shot of the year, honestly. Razorbacks are 17-3 currently, as well as 4-1 in conference. My crow to the game here is win the rebound battle. Win the rebound battle. There we go. A little bit of a tongue twister there. Arkansas's leading rebounder, she grabs nearly 8 boards per game despite being just a freshman. So really, the task is going to our bigs, including double-double machine Aaliyah Boston, to slow her down. Do not let Arkansas get too many extended possessions. Steal a couple away. Get a couple extended possessions for ourselves on the offensive side of the board, and just keep doing what we're doing. Going to be exciting to watch. Let's go, Cox. Let's keep this thing rolling, ladies. Which brings me to my 3-point play, and then I will get y'all out of here. 3-point play, doing it a little different this week. So going with Friday night, VCU taking them in a pick 'em versus Richmond. And then the next two games are on Saturday. They don't have the lines out yet. So I'm going UCLA versus Arizona, Arizona money line. And then Georgetown at Xavier. Again, that line isn't out there, but Georgetown stinks. They haven't beat a Big East opponent in like literally almost 2 years. I don't care what the line is. Xavier's having a great year. Just take it. Whatever they're laying, take it. Georgetown stinks. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.